Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a Friday. We're going to get you all the way to go home time, but right now we're going to do a little more on this topic. So dipper number one, I'm calling it Find the Children, and it's everything from finding these kids that are lost by the Biden administration, to finding kids that are lost in the cracks of our society, to also finding kids that are being taken into places they should never have to ever be going. A story broke most recently, and I'll be honest with you, it's our friends at 1819 News that, in my opinion, get the kudos for getting into this thing first. But the rest of the world's now talking about it. I've seen it on national news. I've seen it everywhere. And my friend Erica Thomas is an investigative reporter who does great work. She's been with 1819 since the beginning, and she's the one who has been reporting on this story out of Bibb County, Alabama. And I'm going to bring her on right now and let her do some talking. Erica Thomas, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Phil, although these kind of stories are really the kind that make me rethink my career sometimes. You know, I just think, yeah. I don't want to know the evil that exists out there. But somebody's got to do it, so I guess I will. But I will say, this is difficult for even a reporter, a seasoned reporter, desensitized, I say, at times. This kind of story really hit me, and I know it really hit the investigators out there.
We had some DAs come down to Montgomery when I was in the state senate asking for us to strengthen some of the laws on child abuse, and I'm gonna never forget them saying, it's the worst part of their job because they have to look at the evidence in order to bring the conviction, and then they almost can't shake it off when they go home at night.
Yeah, and on this case, I've been combing through court documents since May. I actually broke this story on May 10th when they had the initial arrest of the one suspect, Andre Trejo Velasquez. He was charged initially with 6 counts of first-degree human trafficking. Now, this was before the indictments came down. When the indictments came down this week, that's when this case really blew up. A lot of the details from that indictment came out, and they were just shocking. In fact, this is the most shocking case in Bibb County history that involves sexual abuse of a child. Sheriff Jody Wade, who has been in law enforcement for 33 years, even said it's the most horrible case he has ever seen.
Yeah, I read that comment in one of your stories, and I can imagine. I look at this too. I'd say beyond Bibb County, I've worked with kids. I don't know if you heard me say that earlier in the show. I've even worked with abused kids and kids who have been, you know, drastically abused. But I don't know that I've ever seen such a congregation of just evil of this group of people that they've now indicted. Who, when you look at their mugshots, you think you guys are just like the lowest of the low trash of society. And not only that, not only they look like it, but they act like it.
Yeah, it's weird to say this and kind of, I don't want to ever be I don't want to be confused and people thinking, oh, you're Hollywood and are romanticizing this. But truly, when you look at these people, you think, what kind of inbred mountain men movie did you just walk off a set of?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you can just tell that's what they are. And that's what they were doing, allegedly. Now, some of them, I don't know the extent to their involvement, but people did this to these children in an underground bunker. They drugged them, tied them to poles and beds, and allowed people to pay to come in and sexually abuse these children. At the time of the crime, the youngest victim was only 2 years old.
So let me ask you this. Were kids rescued in this? Did they go in there and find kids and rescue them? Or do we just know now from confessions? What do you know about that?
Well, they did rescue the children in a way. They are now in the care of the Department of Human Resources, which we know that. But there's also other children out there that Jody Wade said, you know, he believes there's more victims that they haven't found yet. So they're going to hopefully locate those victims, and more suspects will be charged when they do. But these children were being brought into this underground bunker at different times. They were not living in there. So as they started to interview people in this case, they developed more information. And as the interviews continued, they realized just how many children were involved in this.
Do you know, and I hate to ask this, but were they filming them? Were they then selling the videos later too and all that? What do you know about that?
I haven't heard any specific details, but there are allegations of child porn. So that would be what you would assume they are talking about. There's also some really sickening details that came out this week about bestiality being involved in this case. You know, I just believe that the investigators said that these suspects were connected to a gang that primarily funds itself through human trafficking. So this was an operation that was a lot more widespread than just a little case in Bibb County.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say this little town, Brent, in Bibb County and their sister city, Centerville, you know, they're just really rocked by what's happened. And so I do want to say something that will happen this weekend that I think is a good thing in reaction to this is there will be at least two prayer vigils planned. They're going to have one Saturday and one Sunday. And so, you know, it's just a really great way to kind of help not only the community try to heal through this, but also pray for those victims and pray that the ones that are still out there are found and rescued.
Do you know, by the way, do you know the times and places of those prayer vigils? If you want to announce them, you're welcome to do it right now.
Yes, I can definitely do that, but you can also go to 1819news.com and click on my name, and you'll see all the stories on this under there and the details on this. But the first prayer vigil will be in the morning, Saturday morning at Friendship Lodge. That's a Mason Lodge, from 8 to 9 in the morning. And that will be in Centerville, like right in the town square of Centerville. So people can gather there for that. The second one will be Sunday evening at 6 p.m. at the Historic Centerville Presbyterian Church. And Centerville's mayor, Mike Oakley, I talked to him yesterday, and he said, you know, this is just beyond believable that anything like this could happen in our community, in our neighboring community, and we just really want to reach out and love on our sister city and let them know that we're here for them.
That's good. That's the right reaction. And let me ask you, go back to the criminals. Were they transient, or did they live there? Were they residents of the area, or were they people who had kind of come in and set up shop? Do you know?
Well, there's so many people involved in this circle. Definitely there were some that born and bred in Bibb County, just live there. In fact, I think where the situation was going down, one of the suspects lived there on that property with his grandmother. His grandmother, who probably had no idea what was going on in her backyard. And the investigators said it would be very easy to sneak into this underground bunker, which was actually built as a storm shelter. It's like a cinder block underground storm shelter. So the old lady would have never had a clue what was going on, you know. And I think that's important to point out. But this kid, he lived there with her. And then there were others involved. One is a Hispanic male, and I just think it is so just beyond that we can't figure out if he was here legally or not. That's one of the questions we've been asking since the beginning. And Homeland Security, FBI, the local sheriff's office, they cannot say if this guy, who appears to be sort of the ringleader, is here legally or not. And I think that's something that the people deserve to know, the community deserves to know, you know, where this guy came from, how he got here. And I think we will eventually find that out, but why they're not releasing that is beyond me.
I don't know either. And this, you know, I look at this situation that we've got, and I can't help but wonder, are they? And I hate to say this, but are they going to have to bring cadaver dogs out there to search the property? Because these are the kind of people that also eliminate the evidence. And I know I'm totally speculating when I say that. You're an investigative reporter. You go with facts. I'm just opining right now. But that there's going to be more that gets unfolded out of this, I guarantee you.
Yeah, I think that would definitely be a good idea. I'm sure they thought about that, these seasoned investigators out there, you know. They really have done a great job digging into what's happened. No pun intended, that sounded bad. But I'm sure, I guarantee you that with their knowledge and their experience, that that is something they have thought about. So we will hope and pray that they've already done that and that they didn't find anything. I think that would be the best case. You know, a lot of people have actually kind of gotten upset with law enforcement for some of the things that they've said, even the DA. Some people, you know, they just say they don't like the way that they make positive out of some of this. I know I've gotten some of these comments from people. We have to remember, these investigators that are on the ground, they are dealing with this day in and day out, seeing some of the worst things you could possibly imagine seeing. And so when they say the good thing about this is we found the suspects on time, what they mean is, thank God there weren't more victims. And, you know, a lot of people are really sensitive to that, and they point out, why would they say there's anything good about this? There's nothing good about this. That's not what those investigators mean. They're just really glad that there won't be any more victims, because the repercussions of what these people did to these children are going to live in those kids for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
They're going to have impact from this forever. I mean, you basically ruined a life. And that's why they're having a prayer vigil now, you know, because that's the only thing we can do at this point is pray. Pray for those children, pray for the victims, and pray for the community.
Yeah, and I would say, too, be vigilant. Be vigilant, people. Prayerful, but vigilant. Mm-hmm. You know, keep your head on a swivel, and if you see something, say something, because these are kids. Well, my friend, you have once again nailed it. You're doing incredible work, and I'm so thankful for you and for the folks at 1819 and the work you do on this. So stay in the fight and keep us posted. If you see something else you want to jump on and talk about, you let me know, all right?
Thank you for having me, Phil, and God bless. Hope you have a beautiful weekend.
Yep, you too. Thanks,
and
my friend.
And also, yeah, you know, everybody just hug your children and love on them a little more, because these kind of stories really put things into perspective, even for those of us who don't live anywhere near Bibb County.
Yep, absolutely. You're right. Absolutely. Well, listen, thank you to Erica Thomas from 1819 News. You can find her stories at 1819news.com. I've got several of them stacked up right here, but I don't think I need to even cover them now because she did so well. She wrote them. She investigated them. She was the first reporter in the state of Alabama to find out about this stuff. She began uncovering it before they even had the unfolding of the indictments. But I want to make sure I make one more point before I go to the break, and that is this, that is not a reflection of Bibb County. And I think that needs to be said. That is not a reflection of the good salt of the earth people from Bibb County, Alabama. Because there's going to be people out there right now who have connections with or maybe in right now in Bibb County, Alabama. And the people of Brent, that is not them. These are criminal acts by some of the most evil, depraved people you will ever look at. And if you see their picture, you can't even feel sorry for them, because they don't even look like they try to take care of themselves, much less anybody else. But I'm saying, that's not Bibb County, Alabama. What happened is a depraved act of an isolated group of people, but it still happened. And we have to keep our eyes wide open, our heads on a swivel, see something, say something, and now we'll take a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.